In today's episode, we continue exploring 12 simple ideas that have the power to change your life. But do not let simplicity disguise just how important and powerful these ideas are. Today's idea is a fundamental principle and we can learn so much from it. We all know stupid people. Maybe it's fair to say we all know people who do stupid things and who continue to do stupid things. Dumb shit that leads to problems in their lives over and over again. Hey, maybe even in our own lives. And this brings us back to the idea of simplicity, that the answers may be staring us in the face. If we were to just pause for a moment and recognize some of the stupid stuff we're doing, maybe a lot of our problems would disappear. Now, Confucius said, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Confucius didn't say this, I did. Life would be a whole lot simpler if we didn't do so many stupid things. So, in this episode, we want to take the inverse approach and look at some of the stupid things that people do that we do. And these are things that complicate and sabotage our lives and our businesses. And if we were to stop and look at these for a moment and consider the things we're doing that might be just plain stupid, well, maybe we can live smarter and more successful lives. Let's jump on in. Welcome to The Inner Entrepreneur, a place where soul meets strategy and passion meets profit. Success in business is more than mastering the external. It's an internal game. Ready to play? Hi, I'm Paul Ryan, and welcome to episode 20 of The Inner Entrepreneur, or episode 2 of our 12-part mini-series, where we cover 12 powerful ideas that can really change your life. Today we discuss doing stupid things. Now this is a very simple idea, but it's actually really powerful. I look at it like heading out to sea in a leaky boat. Now think about this for a moment. You can have all the strategies you want. You can be the best sailor in the oceans. You can do everything you want to make your boat go faster, to reach your destination quicker. But if your boat is leaking, all your efforts will be in vain because ultimately you're going to sink. And what you'll do is spend all of your time bailing out water. You're simply trying to stay afloat and making zero progress. Does this sound familiar? Do you ever feel like you're taking two steps forward and one step back? Now maybe that's because there's a leak in your boat and it's going to sink eventually, no matter what you do. And in that situation, the only smart solution is to confront the fact that you have a leak in the boat and get round to fixing it. Once you've the leak repaired, you can get on with your life. And then all the great stuff you know can help you make progress. But if you don't fix the leak, all the effort, all the knowledge, all the hard work is pointless. So we need to look at removing the stupid things from our life. And if we don't remove the stupid things, then all the good things are pointless. You see, it's mostly in nature that we focus on how we want to progress, on the new things we can do, which is great, by the way. I'm all up for that. But if you don't address the leak in the boat, then all the great things you do are pointless. They're in vain. And sometimes it's hard to look at things we're doing wrong. It can be hard to confront our own stupidity. Maybe that's arrogance, or it's ignorance, or it's naivety, just simply a lack of awareness in most cases. Because we all tend to get caught up in the fog of what we're doing every single day, and we don't see what's going on around us. We rarely take the time to step back and look for things that maybe we should be removing from our lives instead of adding to our lives. I can tell you that I spent years in business trying to grow, trying to expand, trying so many new ideas. I had lots of ambitions, plans, and schemes. Now, obviously, I made progress in my business, but it was very hard work. It was very stressful. And it did seem like I was always being dragged back, pushing forward and then being dragged back. And then in an aha moment, I decided to sit down and take a close look at myself, a close look at my business, and maybe look at the things I was doing wrong. And honestly, I discovered some really stupid things that I was doing and I was allowing to take place in my business. It was a real wake-up call for me because when I think of it, I've probably been asleep at the wheel. And when you've been doing anything for a very, very long time, you're just repeating patterns over and over again. You're in habit mode and you stop seeing what's going on around you. Eventually, probably after hitting a number of brick walls and projects failing, I just wasn't making progress. And I took that time to look around and it turned out I was doing some really stupid things and they were my leaking boat. And so I was that boat out in the ocean racing as hard as I could, but spending most of my time bailing out water until I finally took a hard look at myself. And I took a hard look at the business and I just began to see some of the simple stupidity. And then once I recognized that and accepted that, I was able to make some changes. And by the way, that's not easy. It's very hard to look at ourselves and go, I'm doing some stupid shit. It's just very hard. Because once you acknowledge it, then the harder thing is you have to try and fix it. And mostly these things are not that easy to fix. But it wasn't until I owned up to some of the stupid shit I was doing and took responsibility for fixing it that I finally was able to move forward. And most of my stupidity came down to people. I was tolerating a very poor culture in my business. I had some staff and some management that just weren't up to the job. Or maybe it was that I'd changed and I'd raised the standards and they just weren't up to my new standards. But the fact is, I had a leaky boat, poor crew, and wondering why I wasn't winning the race. And I wasted a lot of time learning new strategies until finally it dawned on me. You have to fix the leak in the boat. I had to fix the basics. Now, if culture problems resonate with you, you've got to go back to some of our earlier episodes where we do a real deep dive into culture. It might be worthwhile checking out. But the simple lesson for me was that I was tolerating some stupid shit in my life and stupid shit in my business. And I was stuck until I was willing to change that. We were never going to make any progress because that stupid stuff was going to sink the ship. And if you don't fix it, if you don't face up to those hard problems, you're in a sinking ship, no matter what you do. So taking time to examine our lives and to think about what we're doing can save us from some very stupid mistakes. I call this smart thinking. And you go, well, we're thinking all the time, surely. Yeah, we have crazy minds a lot of the time, but most of the time we're not smart thinking. We're actually using our brains to figure out the problems and solve the challenges that are facing us. So smart thinking is when we take specific time out to look at our lives, to look at the decisions we're making, to look at the problems and challenges we are facing, and address them in an intelligent way. Now, simply how you do this is first by allocating specific time to it. This is not random thinking. This is specific thinking. You've allocated very specific time. You probably want to go somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed by your phone, by your emails. Nothing is in your way except time for thinking. Grab a pen, grab a paper, and have the specific topic in mind that you're going to think about. I'm going to suggest, depending on the scale of the project or problem you're facing, you want at least an hour where you'll think quietly and work this out on paper. This is a very good way of looking at ourselves. And when we look at ourselves clearly, without distraction, without interruption, that's when we can begin to recognize some of the stupid stuff that's going on. So you're working on a specific challenge and you've allocated a very specific time. And you know, no one's going to knock on your door. No one's going to disturb you. The phone is off. It's not going to ring. And you just have time to use your brain. And this is when you are smart thinking. This is when you are using your intelligence. And you're exploring a specific challenge and you're taking it logically from start to finish. And I always do this thinking on paper, because that's what's working for me. And once I've done my logical thinking on paper, I begin to also listen to my gut. To me, thinking intelligently and using your gut, your instinct, are a great pair. I won't make a decision just on instinct, but also I won't make a decision just on logic either. Both of those are gifts. We have a brain, we have instinct, and I believe they are both valuable and we should use both of them. In fact, I would suggest it can be dangerous to make a decision just on intellect, and it could be dangerous to make a decision just on gut. I would say mostly when we do stupid things, we have ignored one or both of those. Because I value my brain, but I also value my gut. And when I let them work together, They are a great team. When I sit down to think, I really want them to have a debate on the issue. And ultimately, I want them to reach an agreement where my brain is going, this makes logical sense, and my gut is saying, it feels right for me. I will never do something if my gut is telling me it's not right. And I will rarely do something if on paper it doesn't add up. It just looks stupid. And this thinking process has saved me from a lot of mistakes, a lot of stupidity, but also this thinking process has allowed me to recognize stupid things I was doing. And of course, once you recognize them, you can go about changing them. Many years ago, I applied this principle to a very large investment. I was getting into a property in the region of 5 million euros, and I was almost fully committed. I mean, I had to consider this, and it seemed to make sense. And then driving home one afternoon, my gut began calling. And I can remember driving home and thinking to myself, something is going on here. There's a warning sign. It just didn't feel right. I looked at the life I had, and I was very grateful for and very appreciative of. And I began to consider the risk I was taking with this very large investment. And so I decided to listen to my gut, that my gut was giving me a really valuable warning. And I pulled out of the deal. Pulling out of that deal, honestly, saved my life. I have realized there's so much wisdom in listening to my gut. And there's so much wisdom in smart thinking also. And the combination of the two on that occasion pretty much saved me. The truth is, had I not listened to my gut at that time and then brought my intelligence to what my gut was saying and considered it and went, this is just stupid. That thinking process saved me from financial disaster because it was a huge investment for me. And at the end of the day, that investment went south. It went bad and thankfully I wasn't involved in it. Had I been involved in it, well, I don't know. I might have lost everything. Thinking with my gut, with my brain, saved me from financial disaster. Now, I have a number of things on my stupid list that I can run through. But honestly, if you develop the skill of pausing, asking, what's my mind telling me? What's my gut telling me? And can I link both of those together? You're going to move into a super decision-making mode. Because I can tell you, when I've made stupid mistakes and I've made some humdingers, I have been ignoring one of those voices. And when I've made some really good decisions, I have been listening to both of those voices. And when you're looking at stupidity in your life, it's actually easy to see all around you. Maybe it's just because I'm now 58 years of age and I can look back and see some of the impacts of stupidity. There are many ways in which we can be stupid. We can be stupid with our money. And stupidity with your money is overspending, spending more than you earn. Doesn't matter what you earn. If you're spending greater than your income, you will end up broke. There are stories of so many celebrities, so many business people, so many millionaires who have ended up broke. Why? Not because of a lack of income, not because of a lack of money, simply because they spent like fools. As I get older, I can look back and see so many people who are not sensible with their finances in their youth and now are suffering as a consequence. So certainly money is something I see people doing lots of stupid things. But also with our health. How often are we stupid with our health? Having good health is not complicated. We need to exercise, we need to eat well, we need to rest and sleep. And many people burn those things, particularly when it comes to lack of exercise and poor food. Identify these stupid things and do the opposite. And in relationships, how many people destroy great relationships because they do one or two stupid things? These things are obvious and yet they're everywhere. They're very, very common. And the idea of looking for the leak in your boat, looking for the stupidity, is having the humility to realize we are all extremely capable of doing stupid things. But if we're aware of what those stupid things are, and awareness of those stupid things comes from simply taking the time to look at our own lives, but also just look around you. Look at the amount of people doing stupid things with their finances, doing stupid things with their health, with their relationships. It's very easy to look around, probably your own family and friend group, and see people doing stupid things. But don't look at it in a judgmental way, because we can look at our own lives and see stupid things. Look at them in a way that we can learn. Look at the really common stupid things that people do and go, I can learn from that and I will apply that wisdom to my own life and realize that I need to look after my health. I need to look after my wealth. I need to look after my friendships. I need to look after my mental health. I need to take care of all these things. If I take care of all these things, they're nourishing, a feeding, good life. If I'm not taking care of any of these things, they are the leak in my boat. It is stupid not to take care of all of these things, and you will suffer as a result. You will be living that life of taking two steps forward and one step back. You will spend your life bailing out the sinking ship. So avoiding stupidity turns out to be a simple idea, turns out to be not that complicated, but you have to be aware of it and you have to watch out for it. So a great way to take the most out of this episode would be to take some time, sit down with a pen and paper and begin to ask yourself, what are the stupid things I'm doing? What are the stupid things I see around me that I could remove from my life, that I could change in my life that would make an enormous impact? You know it would make a difference. You just got to do it. Until next week. Thank you for listening to The Inner Entrepreneur. If you found value in our content, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing. Until next time, take care.